This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 793. Shop, purchase, buy. What's the difference in English? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Did you know that there are subtle differences between the words shop, purchase, and buy? Find out what they are and how to use each one in different situations to connect.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey there, Michelle. Today is the big day.
Hey, Lindsay. I'm so excited.
Are you excited? It's going to be awesome. What are we doing tonight, Michelle?
So tonight, we are meeting our listeners for the informal happy hour.
Yeah, exactly. Tonight, we're meeting our 8 lucky listeners who have come to Boston to join us for this Boston Adventure weekend, right? And not only are we meeting our listeners, but there are also going to be native speakers there at the informal happy hour tonight. How cool.
Yeah, that is cool and a great way for our listeners to practice.
So cool. So right from the start, you guys, if you're on the trip, you're going to be socializing with local Bostonians tonight. It's going to be incredible. So, Michelle, what are you most looking forward to about the trip this weekend?
I'm looking forward to really getting to know our listeners because, you know, I've never really met our listeners. Well, I know some people who do listen to the show, but aside from, you know, I'm sitting in my apartment unrecorded.
Right.
And, you know, we get the reviews and we get the voicemails, we get everything. But I just can't wait to actually like hang out and get to know them and hear about their experiences. So that's what I'm most looking forward to. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
I know. We actually haven't seen each other in person since like January 2014, I think. Is that right?
I think so. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's so funny. I mean, we see each other every week on Skype.
Yeah, I spend so much time speaking to you.
I know. We talk a lot. We see each other on Skype, but we haven't actually been in the same physical location since 2014. It's incredible.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. How about you? What are you looking forward to?
Oh, everything. I'm so looking forward to the speaking challenges, right? So we're going to have our listeners go out into the Boston community, meet local people around here, and complete certain speaking challenges that is going to make you guys forget about the way you used to learn. It's going to give you a new way to learn. Okay. It's going to be something totally new and different. So that is what I'm excited about.
Awesome.
Yeah. So guys, if this sounds incredible and you didn't get to join us this time because it was limited to just 8 students, okay, don't worry. We will probably be running this again very soon in the fall. So you can go right now to allearsenglish.com/Boston and you can get your name on that list so that you'll be the first to get notified when we announce the next adventure so that you can apply early because we did have quite a few later applications, unfortunately, and, you know, some great students, great applications, but unfortunately for many people, it was already a little bit too late, right? So we want to get on that early next time, guys. Okay.
Yep. That sounds good. Good plan.
All right. Very cool. So, Michelle, have you done any shopping at all this week?
Oh, good question. I haven't, but I'm going to have to shop for new chairs this weekend.
New chairs. Okay. Did you buy anything to prepare for this weekend in Boston? Anything?
Oh, this weekend. Sorry. Yes. That's right. That doesn't make any sense. Did I buy anything for this weekend? Well, Yeah. I mean, I usually buy things for like the airplane, like earplugs and stuff, because I'm not so good at, my ears always pop when I'm flying. So I have to buy that stuff. And then, yeah, just, I think I brought, got an umbrella.
Awesome.
Hopefully it doesn't rain.
I know. I'm hoping the weather will be awesome. The weather can change fast in Boston, but we're going to hope for good weather.
Yes.
So today, Michelle, we're talking about three similar, but sometimes different words. What are they?
Shop, buy, and purchase.
Yeah. So, you know, these do seem similar, but today, you know, these are the nuances of English for you guys. We want to push you higher, help you connect with natives, and to speak with a native, in some cases, you do want to know the differences, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, so we had a nice question from a listener. So, Michelle, would you read the question for us?
Sure. Cool. Here we go. Hope you are doing great. I'm an international student in Canada pursuing my PhD. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed about my improvement in my speaking, as my goal was perfection, not connection. Oh. So I did not speak a lot in order to not make any stupid mistakes during the conversations. But since I started listening to your podcasts around 2 months ago, I've noticed a huge difference in my speaking skills, thanks to your awesome tips and your podcast and your motto. Thank you. That is a really nice comment.
That's so cool. It's so cool that if we keep in mind the right things, we can actually change our lives.
Yeah, that's a really sweet thing to say. I'm so glad that it's working out for you.
Yeah.
Recently, I got a part-time job in a grocery store, and most of the time I start a conversation with customers to improve my listening and speaking. A question came to my mind yesterday, and I would be grateful if you could give me some advice. What is the difference between these three words, purchase, shop, and buy? I have no clue about using them in the right way. Thanks in advance, Ada.
Oh, such a good question, and such a cool way to improve your English by working at a grocery store. Really good idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Such a natural way you can make money while improving your English with native speakers. So cool.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I bet you have some cool stories too.
Yeah. I love that. So Michelle, I mean, each of these words, you know, they're similar, but they have their own use. Do you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. They're tiny little differences.
They're tiny little differences. We're going to go into them today because you guys are ready. So for purchase, what in your mind makes it different?
Okay, so purchase to me sounds like more professional, right?
Yeah.
So in a graduate school, for example, on a syllabus, the professor might write like, please purchase a special notebook for observations, right? And they're more likely to do that than please buy a special notebook for observations, right, Lindsay?
Exactly, exactly. So, and why? Why is that true?
Yeah, because purchase sounds more professional, right? It sounds less personal. It's more polite, right?
More
please
polite.
Purchase the textbook, right?
Yeah, more academic, right?
Right?
More polite, exactly. So really anything that's written in terms of like professional instructions, that would be a place you might see purchase. Where else would you see it, Michelle?
Right. So you might see it on bigger ticket items.
Like what? Like, for example, like a trip or a car or something.
Right.
Maybe?
Right. 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 I'd say like, oh, your purchase has been made or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. No, that's true. And even like when you buy something on Amazon, right? You would see that your purchase has been completed. Right.
Right. Or thank you for your purchase. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's used as a noun, but it can be used as a verb too. And we're going to show you guys both ways. Right. So.
Right. Right.
And then in the grocery store, you might see, again, as a noun, right? We see, for example, like returned purchases, where to go to return your purchases. Okay. So these are all kind of more professional examples, more official. Okay. But Michelle, let me ask you a quick question.
A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, you know, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. So I know you don't have roommates anymore, but when you did have roommates, if you were having a conversation with them about like, who's going to get the toilet paper, would you say like, who's going to purchase the toilet paper or who's going to buy the toilet paper?
I would say who's going to buy the toilet paper.
Okay, so why?
Well, I mean, so this is the next one, guys, right? So it's a little more casual and conversational, and it's more personal, right? So yeah, you would use it like to speak to your friends and your family and obviously your roommates, as we said here, or, you know, or your partner, whoever it is. Then you would more likely say buy.
Exactly. So it's more casual. It's also easier to say. So you find it more often in little sayings, like little slogans, right? For example, say, oh, buy two and you get the third half off, or buy two and get one free, right? It's more zippy.
It is more zippy. I like that.
I love the word zippy.
That is a good word.
Zippy. This is how we can show our personality through language. I love that.
Yep, exactly. I do like that.
So for our listener, Michelle, this listener is working at a grocery store. So she might use the word purchase when she's talking to customers, right? Does that make sense? Like, what would you say? Like,
You could say like, would you like to, this is on sale. Would you like to purchase another one? Or if you like, if you get two of these and you get one free, like you said, buy, then they might say buy in that situation, but they say, so would you like to make another purchase? Would you like to add that to your purchase?
Yeah. So this is a good example, as Michelle said, of where it can be ambiguous, right? There's not like a definitive, in this situation, you must use purchase and you must use buy, right? So this is where we get into that gray area that you guys are ready for because you're at the right level for it. Okay. Sure. But I'm thinking for our listener in her training manual, maybe she would have seen something like, if a customer purchases an item and wants to return it, this is what you do, right?
Right.
Yeah. But maybe if it's just a casual conversation with customers, she could say buy. It really, you know, sometimes it just doesn't matter.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. What about shop?
All right. Well, I mean, shop is more about looking for something, right? So it's not the actual action of putting money into someone else's hand in exchange for something, right? It's more the actual looking around.
Yeah. Do you like to go shopping?
I like to window shop. I like to browse.
You like to browse? Ugh, I don't like shopping. I don't know. I mean, how much of your shopping are you doing online now?
None of it. None? I usually just shop for like, I don't know, like I might get a gift online if I can think of something and send it to someone. I used to get some groceries online, but I don't do that anymore.
Oh, you don't do that anymore. It's funny. I feel like most people are moving towards shopping online. And my brother, for example, he lives in New Hampshire in kind of a rural area. I mean, it's a good like 10-15 minute drive to a store. So he buys everything for his kid on Amazon for like when she was younger, diapers, everything he would buy on Amazon because it would take time to like leave the house, get a babysitter or bring, you know, my niece and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it just made more sense.
Right. Exactly. No, I know that Amazon is really popular and that a lot of people. Yeah, I think it depends. Like, I guess because we live in more city areas that we don't really do that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, exactly. Because in your case, you could just like walk out and answer the phone.
Yeah, I know.
Is there a phone ringing in the background?
Yeah, I just got. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry if you can hear that. I didn't want to stop recording. So I just got a new. I mean, just because our listeners are like family. So you guys know I just moved, and because it makes sense in the TV and internet package to get a landline. So now I have a landline. And like I've been getting calls all the time from the wrong number and I don't know why.
Oh no.
So I was just kind of hoping that like no one would hear that, but I'm like, that's really loud. So anyway, that's what's happening, guys. So I might as well just tell you wrong numbers.
Might as well just say it, right? There you go.
Yeah, so now, sorry about that.
So maybe now you're like on some list for, you know, sales calls and things. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I'm just going to unplug it. It's terrible. It happens a lot, but sorry about that.
So in that case, I could ask you, Michelle, are you going to buy anything from telemarketers, right? Instead of, are you going to purchase anything, right? Why would I say buy?
I am not going to buy anything.
Not going to buy anything. And if I said, are you going to purchase anything? It would feel a little bit weird, right? Going back to what we just talked about.
Yeah, it'd feel a little bit formal for you to ask me in that way.
A little formal, yeah. Okay, that's a good example. All right. So, Michelle, let's just jump into the role play, shall we?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, so here we're at a fancy furniture store, and I'm the store clerk, and you're shopping.
Okay.
Okay, so, hey, welcome to XYZ Furniture. Can I help you find anything?
No thanks. Just shopping around.
Okay, great. Well, when you're ready to make a purchase, you can come to the checkout counter right at the front.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Not sure if I'm going to buy anything today, but we'll see.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. Very nice. So did we use all of them here? Yeah, pretty much. Right?
Yeah.
Shop. But actually, here we use shopping around. So a little bit different.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a bonus. That's a bonus, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean when I say I'm going to shop around?
It's just like I'm just looking.
Yeah, I'm just comparing prices.
Right. Comparing prices. So I guess that's different than like browsing.
A little different. Yeah. I mean, I'd say like for big items, you definitely want to shop around, like a car. You want to see where you can get the best price or, I don't know, anything else that you would buy that's kind of expensive. Right.
Right.
You also said purchase. What did you say there? Or I said it.
Yes. You said, you were a little bit pushy.
I was a little pushy. I know. Well, sometimes people in stores are a little pushy.
That's true.
Store managers. Yeah.
Yeah. You said, okay, great. Well, when you're ready to make a purchase, you can come to the checkout counter right at the front. I was like, excuse me. How do you know I'm going to make a purchase?
Oh, that actually is it's a little unrealistic, actually. That's a little, that's a little pushy.
Yeah. Somebody might say if you're making a purchase or maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's a little much. You probably won't find that, guys. But anyways, the idea here is that the store clerk is trying to sound professional, right? So she's saying purchase or to make a purchase, right? Or she could also say when you're ready to purchase an item, right? As a verb. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And then how did we use the next one? Buy.
Okay. Well, I said, okay, yeah, thanks. Not sure if I'm going to buy anything today, but we'll see.
Yeah. So why did you say buy instead of purchase?
I'm being more conversational with you.
Exactly. So and that's the difference. So I think that's hopefully that's pretty clear for our listeners, right? I also like how you said here, okay, yeah, thanks. Not sure if I'm going to buy anything. Why did you say not sure instead of I'm not sure?
I'm being super casual.
Yeah, you're being casual and you guys can do that. I mean, for our listeners who are going to be in Boston this weekend, you can experiment with this, right? Dropping off the I am and just saying not sure. Okay. That's natural English.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah. So cool. And so I guess that wraps it up for today. Michelle, any final words of wisdom?
Yeah. I mean, I think that these are all, they're small differences, but they're important and they can definitely bump up how you sound in your English. And, you know, guys, just make sure that, that if you get a lot of wrong numbers on your phone line, that you try and solve the problem and don't buy anything that you don't want to.
Yeah. Don't get pushed into making any purchases.
That's right.
There you go. Okay. Very cool. Guys, if you want to get the 7 simple secrets to connection in English, this free video lesson that will get you started on the right system to make real connections, go to allearsenglish.com/secrets. All right. And we'll end on that.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks, Michelle. See you soon.
Gotta go answer the phone. Bye.
Okay, bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. That's cdcfoundation.org/how right now.